Now to Brazil, where the build-up to the World Cup has been dominated by speculation about whether or not some of the stadia due to host the matches will be ready on time. The stadium in the city of Curitiba that's been earmarked for four matches, including one featuring the defending champion Spain, has just five more days to get ready. The Arena da Baixada is one of six stadia that missed FIFA's initial deadline for completion and, according to the FIFA General Secretary, Jerome Valca, this is definitely the last chance. If it isn't ready, there is a possibility that FIFA will move those matches to other host cities. By the 18th of February, says Valca, all parties have to decide, quote, whether the stadium is in a position to give us the confidence to hold World Cup matches there without risking the organisation of the event. World Football's Bruce Douglas has been to Curitiba for an inspection of his own.
It's not just the stadium that's behind schedule in Curitiba. The new expressway from the airport is still under construction. Still, the drive into town was alleviated slightly by listening to Atlético Paranaense take on Curitiba in the local derby. Atlético Paranaense, also known as the Big Hurricane, moved out of their stadium in 2001 to make way for the upgrade to a FIFA-compliant arena. Under the plans presented by the city, the 25,000-seater stadium would gain a fourth stand and an extra 20,000 seats, thanks to a complex financial arrangement between the club, the city and regional governments, as well as the Brazilian State Development Bank. But soon the budget ballooned, the money dried up, and the investors started blaming each other. The day after Atletico's 3-0 victory over Curitiba, I met Nilton Cesar, who was proudly sporting the club's red and black strip in a furniture shop downtown. Like most Hurricane fans, he blamed the local government for the delays.
The reason the works at the stadium are delayed is because they didn't hand over the funds to the club, from what I can tell. For me, it's the regional government to blame, as well as the mayor's office and the federal government for not handing over the money in time.
Contrary to popular belief, not everyone in Brazil is a football fan. José Carlos de Lima is a taxi driver and a self-confessed angry man. He listens to Hare Krishna mantras when driving in order to lower his stress levels. But he risks losing his serenity when I ask him why the stadium is so delayed.
Corruption is the only answer that I can say to you. Because we know there is money, but if you have not time enough, can come anyone, your father, your mother, your daughter, your brother, to work and get the money of the government. That's why they are very late.
Aqui tem Ronaldo, né? Uma foto com Ronaldo, uma foto com Pelé, né?
Photos of all types of footballing celebrities, from Ronaldo to Pelé to Sepp Blatter, are plastered across the walls of Mario Celso Cunha's office. He's the head of the World Cup Organising Committee in Curitiba, and the man tasked with ensuring that the stadium does meet FIFA's deadline. I asked him if there would be any World Cup games in the city.
We hope so. Now we have a management committee with representatives from everyone, including FIFA. Now we are sorting out priorities, who is putting in the chairs, who is in charge of the lighting, the dressing rooms. So we've increased our work pace by 20 or 30%. Atlético have hired more workers too, which speeds things up.
What will be the consequences for the city if there is no World Cup here?
It would be a disaster, not only for Curitiba, but it would be a disaster for Brazil and a disaster for FIFA. It would be a humiliation for FIFA, for Brazil, for Atlético. Lots of tourists have already booked their hotel rooms and applied for match tickets. If Curitiba is kicked out of the Cup, FIFA have already said they will stick with the other 11 and they would distribute Curitiba's games to other cities. We just don't think that's possible. We think we will have the World Cup here and we will host the four games and 10 teams here.
Finally, I went to see the stadium itself. Mauricio Manet, a press officer for the club, showed me around.
Of the requests FIFA made, all that's left to do is to finish the roof, rig the lighting, and install a sound system. The pitch, which they also wanted to see complete, is now done, but we still have to fit most of the chairs. That's the new side of the stadium that previously didn't exist, so that was built from scratch. The roof was altered. All of the stands were rebuilt. The pitch was changed as well. Now the stands are even closer. Of all the World Cup cities, fans will be closest to the pitch here.
How much of the stadium is now ready?
It's around 90 to 92% ready.
So just walking up some stairs, still walking through rubble, bits of plaster, exposed electrical wiring, and looking at some glass screens, and I'm guessing these are the VIP areas.
Essa é a parte VIP do estádio.
So now we've gone through the VIP centre with its strong smell of paint, and we've been wafted with the scent of soldering metal. We're looking out on what's going to be the car park, and at the moment it just consists of lots of spurs of rusting metal and a lot of workmen setting about their tasks. Are you confident that you will pass the test on the 18th?
Definitely. We've done all they asked of us to get all clear on the 18th, so we won't have any problems.
What happens if you don't finish it?
That's a good question. No one is prepared to think about that possibility.
Bruce Douglas reporting from Curitiba, where, by the sound of things, there's still work to be done.